This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 507. Start your general letter with a 7 or higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to begin your general training letter, when to use dear and to, and how to hit that 7 or higher for tone.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm doing great. I'm going to fly to my mom's this weekend. My mom lives in LA. And she has some cool stuff planned for us. I think we're going to go to the Ronald Reagan Library.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Interestingly.
Right, because he was from like Orange County, LA, wasn't he? That's so interesting.
Now, did he grow up there? I don't know. I mean, I know he was in Hollywood because he was a Hollywood actor for a long time. And then he was governor of California. And then, of course, he was president. That's a whole thing I won't get into. but like, just like I am fascinated by his story, and I've never been to a presidential library. And I'm in love with libraries, all libraries. So I'm kind of excited.
Oh, that's going to be cool. That's going to be cool. Plus, hopefully it'll be nice weather down there in LA. Oh my gosh, California. Oh, lucky.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. My mom is like, it's so cold. It's only 65. I'm like, oh, yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny. That's great. So California, I'm going to be in California as well, but I'm going to be in San Francisco. So we're both going to be in the state of California.
Awesome. What are you doing in San Francisco?
I'm going to be out there with some friends exploring the city and hopefully going to Napa. I mean, if Napa is still, you know, running, I'm actually not sure because I know we had some major fires out there this year. But we're going to give them some business. So hopefully, you know, pick them back up. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Napa's gorgeous. And you need to go to the Russian River Valley as well. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, but you know, we're not here to talk about travel.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here to talk about IELTS. So, guys, we are throwing some love to the general training candidates today. But even if you're not a general training student, guys, even if you are academic, this stuff is still useful. Okay, thinking about tone, thinking about what's appropriate in informal and formal communication situations. So we had a question from a student in our course. I'm just going to read that. He says, I have two questions on general writing task one. Isn't it natural to use to Mr. ABC? Mr. ABC, I love it. Instead of dear Mr. ABC, when I write a letter to whom I don't know, I think dear is a bit more informal than to, but I never saw any sample letters using to. So that's his first question. Lindsay, what do you think? How do you begin a formal letter?
How do I begin sometimes I actually don't even include any salutation, anything before the name. I just say the name, honestly. Sometimes that's what I do. But what do you do?
Well, I've always loved beginning letters with to whom this may concern. Mm. But that will only be appropriate if IELTS doesn't give you like a specific name. Sometimes IELTS usually tells you exactly how to start the letter, you guys. Like in the question, they'll say, begin your letter with dear sir or madam. They'll tell you how to start it sometimes. So just don't worry. Pay attention to that. But if it is a formal letter and you don't have a name, you could say to whom it may concern or dear sir or madam. Dear, I know it seems informal, but it's not necessarily informal. We do begin formal letters that way, especially if like you have a last name like dear Mr. O'Neill or whatever.
Yeah I think dear is very common. It's pretty standard. I mean, it could definitely be used for that formal, I think, for sure. Yeah
definitely. So that's another of these little tiny details that aren't going to affect your score. You know, I mean, I'm glad our student asked this question because it is important to actively think about all aspects of your writing and speaking. So I appreciate the thought that you're putting into this, but like I'll answer this right away when we finish recording so he knows. But so that it's not as important, you guys. In fact, that little salutation, the deer, whatever, that doesn't even count as part of your word count. Like, that's not even a consideration that the examiner thinks about. So, not as important. And then his second question is, I know Mr. ABC with a period is right. Like, Mr. Period. Is Mr. No Period also right? Now, this is, what do you think about this? Because I have an idea for my answer, but what do you think? Mr. Period or no period?
That's funny. When I write that, I always write a period myself, but I never really thought of it. Let me see. I'm just writing it out on a Word document right now. I would put a period, but maybe it's loose. Maybe it's possible to do it both ways. What do you think?
That is a difference I've noticed in British and American English. I've seen a lot of British writing where they don't have the period after Mr. or Mrs. And so I think on the IELTS test, either way is correct.
Wow,
you know, okay. I don't think we need a period. That's a good question. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm correct. Okay. It's the difference between American and British English. Wow. So Americans use the period. And then if you're British, you don't have to, which is funny because it looks wrong to me, but that's the way it is.
We have done episodes before about the idea. A lot of students are under the impression that they have to use British English on the IELTS, right, Jessica? You know, because this is a British exam. And is that correct or is that incorrect?
No.
No, right.
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as it's correct in either British or American English. So again, like another little thing that you don't have to worry about, right? And that's why we're here. So you can use your time effectively. You don't have to worry about this stuff. It's not going to affect your score. If it's correct here or across the pond, as they say, in England, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So let's add to this. Let's give our listeners a couple more takeaways that they could use in their letter. How should we begin our letter? If it's formal, what do you think a nice formal phrase is to begin a letter?
Yeah, well, I like the idea of saying why you're writing, just straight up getting to the point, not messing around, no pleasantries, right? So you're going straight into it and you're saying something like, I'm writing regarding the topic, right? I'm writing regarding the utilities bill, right? Exactly. For example. Yeah.
Exactly. So the point here isn't to use amazing vocabulary right away, even though the structure, like saying I'm writing regarding or I'm writing in regards to, that's, you know, that's good vocab. But the point is, how do we communicate formally? We get to the point right away. You don't know the person. There's no small talk. So you have to get to the point right away. So that's how you begin a formal letter. But an informal letter, it's not as appropriate to do that. You know, like we don't do that naturally. So you need just one sentence, guys, one sentence opening where it's like, hey, it's been ages since we hung out, or it's been forever. How are you? And that's good enough for an informal letter because, guys, you can't waste a lot of words in the opening and closing because it's a short letter. 150 words is the minimum, right? And you need all of those words to address the bullet points, okay? So keep that in mind, guys. Don't waste a lot of words with the opening and closing because they don't they don't help your score is what it comes down to.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I like these suggestions by saying something like, you know, it's been ages or it's been forever, because just with that one sentence, you don't have much space, obviously, as you said, to differentiate, but you really differentiate yourself by saying something as advanced as it's been ages. I mean, as native as that, right? That's very natural, very native.
Exactly, guys. And remember, if you're a general training candidate, a large part of your task achievement score is the tone of your letter. So that's put yourself in the right frame right away, right? Just show the examiner you understand the tone by using a sort of slangy sort of, you know, native phrase like it's been ages, it's been forever, because that's what we would say. And so that fulfills that informal tone. And it also shows that informal vocab that the examiner is looking for. So yeah, we accomplish a lot just by opening with a sentence like that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Okay, cool. So any other words of wisdom when it comes to this general training letter, Jessica?
Yeah, I have one final tip for you guys. Try to keep in mind as a goal to provide two specific details at least for each bullet point. I think that's a good goal to remind you that you need to address each bullet point in detail. So if we can sort of quantify that and say at least two details per bullet point, I think that's a great way to get started in the right direction for that task achievement score, for that 7 and higher. But guys, if you want to know how to fulfill the 7 or higher for all 4 categories, not just task achievement, that's what our course is for, because we have the whole general training module just for you guys. So you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And again, we're hearing so many student testimonials lately of students that have not only surpassed their goals for academic, but general as well. So it does work. We know it. And now's the time to get started.
Exactly, exactly. So if you're taking the general exam, go on over, guys, or the academic exam, whichever one you're taking, we have what you need. So go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get started with that study plan. You know, I mean, it's January. Having a way to organize your time is so great. Like, it's just so relaxing when you know exactly what to do. I love that idea.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, totally. Guys, I can't tell you how good I feel about 2018 right now, purely because I set aside a couple evenings where I just said, okay, I'm going to take this time to get myself sorted. I'm going to take this time because I had like just different lists of stuff, you know? And so I went through, I gave myself the space to do it. And I said, okay, I'm going to get this all figured out. And so I put everything, what's important, it's in my 2018 calendar already. And I have no stress right now. I just have only space to like look forward in a positive way because I'm not, you know, I don't have this unknown pressure around me. So guys, this is what you can experience too. You can feel hopeful for 2018 if you have an IELTS plan moving forward. And you could tell yourself, look, I'm going to give myself 2 months, 60-day study plan, and then I'm going to pass the IELTS. And then in April, I'm going to move. You know what I mean? Like, let's plan it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny to be that excited about that sentence. Let's plan it.
Let's plan it. But you're right. I mean, living a successful life is about having an intention and planning to succeed. Like, you actually schedule it into your calendar. Like you said, like, by this point in the year, I'm actually going to be in this new country, right? That's what we want to be, how our listeners want to be thinking, guys. And the thing to get you there is this course and therefore the exam, and then you're there. Okay. Those are the steps that you want to follow. There you go. Awesome.
Exactly. Awesome. And guys, we also have a 30-day plan. Just so you know, if your time is short, that is also there for you guys. Because I know some people freak out if, like, what if you're really busy and it sort of sneaks up on you sometimes and you're like, wait, what? I have IELTS next month? What? So if that's If that's your situation, we also got your back. Don't worry.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, very cool. This has been good. Good to talk about general IELTS. If you guys have, you know, general IELTS questions, just send them in to us. You can send them to me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com. And of course, if you're in the course, you can always ask them in the Facebook group and you'll get a quicker response. All right, very cool. Yeah. Okay, Jessica, we are out of here for today. We'll see you back here very soon.
Okay, sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.